We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and run outside, with the proper social distancing, of course, has been a great outlet. So if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility, and their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business, because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
Here's your SportsCenter update. The Orlando Pride have withdrawn from the upcoming NWSI Challenge Cup after six players and four staffers tested positive for the coronavirus. The NWSL is scheduled to be the first professional team sports league in the United States to return to play. Novak Djokovic has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. And finally, fish bowls don't provide the proper amount of oxygen and are actually terrible homes for fish. Really? Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com. That's N-A-V-A-G-E.com. Or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. The Ron McGill Show is brought to you by the Overheard Podcast. Download the Overheard Podcast for your curiously delightful conversations overheard around National Geographic's headquarters. Presented by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. That actually sounds pretty cool. Ron McGill joins us right now.
786-456-4837 is the telephone number if you'd like to ask your animal questions of Ron McGill. There was a 65-pound tortoise found walking around in Virginia. Just nobody knows why it's there or what's happening there, Ron McGill. Why is there a 65-pound tortoise in Virginia?
Well, probably somebody had it as a pet. It got away. My best guess is probably going to be an African spur-side tortoise, because they can get to that size. They were highly imported for many years within the last 20 years. People import them as, hatchlings, where they're the size of maybe a tennis ball, and then they grow to be the size of, a 65 to, they can get well over 100 pounds, as a matter of fact, and they can live, close to 100 years. So people get these things as small little novelty items. They keep on growing, they keep on living, and then all of a sudden, people don't know what to do with them, and they're escape artists. They can dig out of anything. So my guess is that's what it did. The unfortunate thing is, in Virginia, as soon as winter comes, if that thing doesn't get some heat, it's going to die.
So it can't be there past, it has to be very recent, you're saying? Somebody released
it? Yeah, it has to be recent. That animal had to be released or had to have adapted in such a way where it could have found an underground, burrow that it can get into and survive a harsh winter by kind of incubating itself in an underground burrow or in some water source that keeps the temperature down low. That's not out of the question, but it's unlikely.
How about the idea that there was this tortoise that saved the species and now Diego is living on an uninhabited island on Ecuador in retirement? Do you know this story, the backstory?
Absolutely. The Galapagos tortoise, Diego, is one of the famous tortoises from Hispaniola. He was the last of the breed, and he was able to produce hundreds of babies. He was the last male, and he produced hundreds of babies that have now grown up and have been released onto the island. And you know what they're saying? Listen, guy, you have done your job. You have bred the gajibers out of these females. You've produced offspring that are now the future of the species. Go live in retirement, because I think as every male gets really a lot older, all of a sudden, the female's not the first thing on their mind.
How heroic is Diego? And give me...
He's a god. He's a god amongst tortoises. Diego was not only called to service, he serviced all those females, not just adequately, but fantastically, produced all these offspring, and he is, they should have They should have an icon of Diego for all the Hispaniola tortoises now of the Galapagos need to look back and say, he is our father. He is the father of this subspecies.
A statue. They should put a statue up.
You know what? You say that facetiously. I think they should. I think they should put a statue, a bronze statue, life size of that guy. He's probably about 400 plus pounds. And people should go by, you know, and just rub his shell when they go by, a bronze statue, and go by and rub his shell, because that is a success story in every sense of the word.
Is there any other animal in the history of the animal kingdom, according to Ron McGill, as heroic as Diego?
I can't think of one off the top of my head. There are animals that have made contributions, even in death. For instance, the northern white rhino. The last northern white rhino died not too long ago. In history, the last northern white rhino died, but before he died, he made a great semen donation that has been frozen, and in that tube rests the future of the species. So depending on what they can develop in embryo transplants using the semen from that last rhino that posthumously now is going to save the species, that would also make him a hero.
In terms of heroic animals, what about the dolphin that saved Elyon?
Yep.
Ryan, you're on with Ron McGill of Zoo Miami. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Ron.
Hey.
I wanted to ask about, I have a group of pigeons that hangs out in my backyard, but one of them is like pure white. And my theory is that it's just like a regular pigeon that's white, but my girlfriend has a theory that it's an escaped magician's pigeon. Who's more likely to be right?
You're most likely to be right. It's what's called leucistic. That is a genetic mutation that is found in all animals. That is basically, it's not an albino because the eyes are dark. They have pigment in the eyes, but the feathers are all white. It's a genetic mutation called leucistic, and it occurs in all animals. It's very rare, but more so common in things like pigeons that have been bred for that for many years. So it's very likely that that was just a genetic mutation. Found this flock of pigeons, hangs out together. It's not unheard of. It's not impossible. It could be a magician or somebody else's pigeon that escaped, but it's very most likely just to be a genetic mutation.
Roy, what do you have for Ron McGill?
As we know, dogs have an advanced sense of smell, and I've read an article that dogs are now being trained to find COVID-19 in patients. How is that possible?
I don't know how that's possible, Roy, because I certainly don't have that sense of smell, but they've been proven to be able to detect cancer in people. Dogs can detect cancer in people. Dogs can detect if someone's pregnant. Dogs can detect these things that normally would take some type of biological test, but yet dogs have this incredible sense to be able to detect that. It's like a bloodhound, you know, that can track a scent for miles through a forest after a rainstorm. It's just, these are the amazing things about animals that we just don't understand. In many ways, we don't appreciate. But I believe that it is possible that a dog can detect that. And think about it. Instead of putting a swab up your nose, which I had done, it looked like it was going to go into my brain, just have a dog come up, pet the dog, let the dog smell you, and the answer's there.
Yes.
How great would that be?
Yes, that would be much better. That's right. Greg Cody, what do you have for Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
Ron, I was interested to read that in the ancient Tang Dynasty in China, rats were referred to as household deer, and they were cooked and eaten as a delicacy. And that around the world, even today, rats are considered a delicacy. Have you ever eaten a rat, and would you? And if not, what's the weirdest thing that you've eaten on your travels?
Okay. First of all, you know, I'm always impressed by how well-read you are, Greg, much, much more so than me. Having said that, I have eaten a rat, but not the common rat that you guys are thinking about. I've eaten the world's largest rat, which is called a capybara, which in Central and South America is actually cooked as a delicacy. I ate it when I was visiting an indigenous tribe, and that was part of their meal, and quite frankly, it wasn't that bad. But it is the world's largest rodent. Rodents of all types are eaten by many different cultures, ranging from squirrels, to little rats, to mice, to of course, capybaras, and things like, agoutis and things like that. These are actually very main staple parts of diets for many cultures throughout tropical America. So I have eaten them. I have eaten a capybara. It was not, you know, it wasn't Willard or Ben or whatever those rats were from the movies, but it was, technically a rat.
Not the strangest thing you've eaten, though.
No, not the strange. The strangest thing I've ever eaten was, I don't know if it's the strangest or just the grossest, was this big, huge for lack of a better term, it was a maggot. It's just like a huge white worm, a grub that's found in a bamboo thing that's basically, I guess, the larval stage of this type of beetle. And these folks in the Amazon, they considered it a delicacy. And again, it was in one of these things where I was invited to join this tribe of people, and they offered me this as a, you know, kind of a welcoming thing. And not to be rude, I ate it. But it was the grossest, weirdest thing I've ever eaten in my life. And it was alive. You have to eat it alive. They don't cook it or anything. You just put it in your mouth and you eat it while it's still wiggly.
What food were you most surprised at being delicious on your travels?
What food was I most surprised at being delicious? You know, in Uganda, they take the locusts, they're like huge grasshoppers, and they kind of like, they season them and dry them and fry them, and they do it in such a way that, you know, it's actually like a really kind of good popcorn. So I tried that, you know, apprehensively at first, but when I finally bit into it, you know, it wasn't bad. It was like a good seasoned kind of a Cracker Jack, but exotic.
Liz, you're on with Ron McGill of Zoo Miami.
Hi, we're always saying that I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that room, and I'm wondering, do flies have ears?
You know, they don't have ears as we know them, external ears as we know them, but their feet, the sensory hairs on their feet and their body are so sensitive to any vibration, they hear in a much different way. It's through the vibrations, but it's so much more sensitive than we are able to do that their form of hearing is probably even more effective than ours.
Tony, did you have something for Ron McGill?
I do. Ron, I'm a bigger guy. I'm about 6'4", 220. Is there a bird in the world today that could swoop down, pick me up, and fly me off somewhere?
No.
What's the biggest human a bird could take?
Probably be a harpy eagle. Could probably take maybe a 10 to 15-pound max.
Oh, my God. Infant. So a toddler, a bird, you can...
Wow.
So a toddler, you're telling me that...
Well, a toddler's not 10 or 15 pounds, Dan. That's like a newborn.
Okay.
You know, well, maybe a couple of days after a newborn. I mean, it's not going to be a walking kid that a bird's going to swoop down and get. It's going to be a baby that can't walk. That's a gruesome thought.
But it could take Mike Ryan's baby?
I know, 15 pounds.
Oh, stop it, you guys. It's 10 to 15 pounds max, probably closer to 10 pounds. But let's change the subject, because now you're getting into a very sensitive situation. There, Dan.
See you later, Ron. Good talking
Thanks.
To you. Thank you for being
Take care.
On.
Bye.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at allbirds.com today.
See, if you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends podcast network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. We appreciate your support. New episodes are posted every week, wherever you get your podcasts. Greg Cody, giving the Straight Talk, is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
The latest stupidity has Andre Drummond in it. It breaks news that is now being sent all over the labyrinth of our network. They have to identify Andre Drummond on stupidity. Said that he is probably going to opt into his contract. Chuck Solotoro has written Stugatz a note of congratulations for his journalism. Stugatz did not know what the news was in his podcast. Chuck Solotoro's response is, well, when you break as much news as you do, how can you possibly remember it all?
He did it with a smile on his face, too, then, Chuck.
Yes.
That's two times in like 4 weeks you've had to send something to SportsCenter, Chuck, okay?
Yes, it's wonderful. So Greg Cody, you may know Greg Cody as the show killer. You may know him as someone who, during the pandemic, has done just about everything possible to make the job here more difficult with his technology. He does, thankfully, have an IT guy coming tomorrow. 4 months late on this, but the IT guy is coming tomorrow. But he has now rigged his iPhone so that I can watch him on FaceTime so that I know when he wants to talk. But because he's perpetually playing defense against the show, and because he is the most look-at-me person in my entire universe, he's now got a bobblehead to distract me in front of where his face is. So distracting me is the goal, and I still can't see when it is he wants to talk, because now there's a bobblehead that would give me the facial expressions I need to do this show correctly. That's what's happening over there, Stugatz. But let's get the bobblehead's thoughts, or whatever's behind the bobblehead, on Trevor Ariza sitting out. Trevor Ariza saying, man, I got enough money. I'm old enough. I ain't doing this anymore. What's the point of doing this out here in a pandemic?
Yeah, and he's certainly got a good excuse, child-related, but I wonder how many others are going to do this, and I'm fascinated by what the reaction of fans is going to be, because I don't blame anybody for opting out of going in a bubble as the COVID seems to be spiking again. I mean, the sports happening this summer is just going to be a wild ride. I don't know. I don't see it. I'm going to believe it when I see it, because I think more and more athletes across sports are going to say, nope, I'm sitting this one out.
There was no way, so many things you couldn't prepare for. Trevor Ariza, while he does have a lot of money, also only has a 1 month window where he can spend time with his child. And it's a custody battle, and this is the month, and he is choosing the month over playing basketball and, you know, putting his health at risk. And I think that's a decision a lot of people could actually relate to and understand and be okay with. I don't know how his teammates feel. I do wonder what Ariza's decision would be if he was playing for a team that was about to win a title. That would be interesting.
You know what? I was about to be impressed. Did you see what happened in that segment, Mike? Because if you saw the hamster wheel running around in the Stugatz head, I was for a moment going to be impressed by, look, we're going to humanize the millionaire by making him a father. But then immediately the cynicism grabbed a hold of him. The Mad Dog Russo shook him by the lapels and said, question whether or not he'd be that kind of father if he was playing for a champion. I thought we were going to have the moment of the pandemic there where Stugatz simply made a millionaire a human being and chose fatherhood as the device. Rest easy, people. The pandemic has not yet gotten your favorite sports radio guy. He's here to question the fatherhood of Trevor Ariza if he happened to play for the Lakers.
Yeah, that's a good question. He's on the Blazers. They got no shot. Playing with LeBron. Windows are closing. How important is a kid?
They lost a draw when it comes to the hotels. He has to stay at the yacht club. He's been in this league for quite some time. Even though there's a suspension of play, Stugatz's takes are in midseason form.
Legitimately going to be impressed by Stugatz having listened during this difficult time and developed something that felt like empathy or compassion. But right in the middle is me having the thought, he detoured into Trevor would be a worse father if he played for a better team.
I didn't say that. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030. Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your Sports Center update. The Orlando Pride have withdrawn from the upcoming NWSL Challenge Cup after six players and four staffers tested positive for the coronavirus. The NWSL is scheduled to be the first professional team sports league in the United States to return to play. Novak Djokovic has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. And finally, if you die in Amsterdam and have no friends or family to mourn you, a poet and a civil servant will come together to have a respectful and personal funeral for you. That's nice. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com. That's Navage.com or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target for all the latest headlines and information. Tune in the Sports Center on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
We have said before around here that nothing unites us and nothing unites America like talking 90s baseball. On the television screen right now, singling to left, a great at-bat against Roger Clemens, Terry Steinbach sends Carney Lansford the third. Carney Lansford was trying to steal bases on Tony Pena, but now he slides into third. This is back when baseball mattered to all of us, as opposed to now when they're arguing over nonsense.
Steinbach, great name. Carney Lansford, great name. Professional hitter. Tony Pena, an awesome name. Tony Pena would throw you out on one knee.
Yes, he would. I think that's Mike Greenwell in left field.
What?
That's right. This is
Red Sox.
This also, by the way, this A's team is one of the best teams of my lifetime, because who's coming to bat now? Mark McGwire. And I think Canseco's around there somewhere.
Big Mac. You got Ricky Henderson, you got McGwire, you got Canseco, you got Carney Lansford, and then you have what I believe to be one of the two most intimidating pitchers of all time. Dave Stewart was on that staff.
Was he on the 90s staff?
I believe he was.
I think of him as an 80s pitcher.
I think he's a 90s pitcher, late 80s, early 90s for the A's, and so intimidating and so good. I love that team, man.
Yes. Was Ricky Henderson on that team? Regardless, we can get swept up in 90s baseball at any point, but I don't want to get distracted from a couple of things happening around here. One, Greg Cody continues to shake his bobblehead at me. What is that bobblehead? I don't recognize what the hell that's supposed to be, Cody.
Yeah, that's a bobblehead of me, Greg Cody, host of the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody podcast. My wife, I always thought it would be really neat to have my own bobblehead. And so my wife, I have a Pavel Bure bobblehead, and my wife stuck a picture of me on that bobblehead, but that didn't quite satisfy me. So I wanted my own bobblehead. She surprised me for Christmas a couple of years ago, sent away for a bobblehead. It was delivered from China, came very well packed. It was a beautiful thing. And this does look like me, but not now. It looks like me, like 20 years ago.
It looks like Tom. It looks like Tom Brady. I thought it was a Tom Brady bobblehead or Tom Cruise during the Risky Business years. It does not look anything like you.
Yeah, well, you know, I've told you before on this show that people used to call me Tom Cruise and Greg Cutie back when I was much younger. And
it actually does look like Greg, because he still has that shirt.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason it looks. It doesn't look anything like you.
Just quickly confirming, Dave Stewart was on that team, and here's a great name for you. The number two starter on that team, Bob Welsh. He had 27 wins one year.
I think that's a repurposed Roy Orbison bobblehead.
It does look like Roy Orbison. Thank you. A thin Roy Orbison.
Now, you're pretty woman.
Okay, thank you for nothing. So,
I'm surprised that thing is working.
This is what I you know what? What's funny about you saying that it's a surprise that that button works? I hesitated to use it because I didn't know whether I had sprayed it or not.
Really?
That button hasn't been touched. You know what? Give me the hand sanitizer here because
take two.
Thank you. All right, give me wipes. Come in here. That guy with the hazmat suit. Have him come in here and power clean me. So, something that was happening here a second ago that was great. It was happening and it's real. This is a moment of joy for the show and I want all of us to absorb it. Okay. We've told you for a long time around here that the goal is to have Stugatz, like a tiny little, spider monkey, crawl up every mainstream media member's back and head and face and get to the top of the ESPN Worldwide Leader in Sports Mountain. The last move, as a spoof of all of sports media, is for Stugatz to plant the flag in my head at the end as he has climbed atop sports media. Stugatz, during the break, with a genuine sense of joy and sharing that we would share with embrace if we didn't have to be 6 feet apart. Stugatz said, "We did it. We did it, buddy." And he was excited. And you ask, what did we do? The number one headline on ESPN.com is Andre Drummond is opting in.
That's a slow news day,
now,
granted.
Now, a lot of things had to happen in the world. It had a lot
including
of things.
Including Stugatz needing to be reminded of Andre Drummond's contract situation.
No idea. Dave's like 2 weeks ago. I don't know.
Now, again, keep in mind, Stugatz did not remember that news was broken on Stupidity, and when Chuck Solitoro told him that indeed it had been broken, Stugatz couldn't remember what that news was. But that news is now atop the ESPN.com headlines.
It's also found its way to the scroll, the bottom line scroll, wow, which has delighted our listeners. And they are going after Woj and Bobby Marks and Stugatz Army. I need to call you off. I mean, Bobby Marks tweeted it out. He was promoting me. He was proud of me, our own Stugatz. And they responding, isn't that your beat?
Give Stugatz all of the credit. Stugatz is reigning atop sports right now. Now, again, it did take a lot of things happening. Willie Randolph played for these A's?
No.
That's not Willie Randolph, is it?
No.
No, that would have been too
late. That cannot be Willie Randolph. It might be Willie Randolph.
You guys want me to put it on a TV?
It's Willie Randolph.
He's 3-for-6 with 3 RBIs. Willie Randolph on the 90s A's.
ALCS.
I don't think I should. You guys are distracted.
I mean, 90s baseball will do it, and we've already got all the success we could ever want. Like, we're absolutely resting on our laurels from here on out because it took a pandemic. It took the United States being turned upside down.
And once again, Stugatz being reminded that he actually broke news.
It took somebody reminding Stugatz that there was news on the podcast, but Stugatz is the number one headline on ESPN.com, which means he has broken bigger news in his career than lifelong journalist Greg Cody of the Miami Herald, who has never written anything other than the betrayal that was reporting that I was engaged that got any kind of news-breaking clicks. Cody, outside of my engagement, what would classify as the biggest news you've ever broken in 40 years chasing news?
You know, it's funny you should mention that because on the latest Greg Cody Show podcast, you and Poppy are my guests, and there's a lot of stuff there that people are really going to want to listen to. I'm not saying it's news, but it's something real close to it. So people
all right, so answer my question. You got your plug in again. How about answering my question, not with a joke, but with a serious answer that's going to be funnier than the joke. What is the second biggest news Greg Cody has ever broken in 40 years chasing news?
Oh, God, I can't. There's too many to There's two.
Name one.
I mean, I just.
Name any one.
Because you know what? If I name one, it would be unfair.
Name just one. I won't judge it.
Well, nobody say he cares too much about the other stories he's broken.
If I name one, the one that's in second place.
You wouldn't want to offend any of the other stories you haven't broken.
God, I love you.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads. Oh,
it is the height of white privilege. You've never broken a story other than the one that betrays me. How are we the worst culprits in terms of white privilege? How did that happen? Where Greg Cody represents the single worst rotting example of white American media members, followed closely by the silver medalist, Chris Cody.
I don't want to
offend all the other stories I've broken.
God bless you, man.
Navaj, people, Stugatz has been telling you for a while. You could irrigate your face.
Willie Randolph?
What are you laughing about, Mike?
Your polished transition to a live read end.
I am totally
irrigating my face sounds pleasant. Let's do this. How?
Tell them how, Stugatz.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
BN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. It's time for the Binge Club, brought to you by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon fueling the American spirit.
Before we get to the Binge Club, let's update the polls at Lebatard Show on Twitter. We will make our recommendations on what it is you should be watching in a second after we update the poll.
The Twitter poll at Lebatard Show is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains now through June 30th. Shop in-store, or you can order online for curbside pickup. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See stores for details. Again, at Lebatard Show on Twitter. Is calling Bubba Wallace Bubba Watson an understandable mistake? Dan did it twice today.
I did it more than that, I think.
All right. Well, 60% of the audience said yes, it is understandable. 60%. Can Bubba Wallace run out of gas in that spot? I love that we're breaking down NASCAR. And we should. I mean, why not? 75.5% of the audience said no. He cannot do that. Have you ever run out of gas? 55% of the audience said no. Should Michael Keaton still play Batman? 62% of the audience said yes. Surprising. In fairness to Greg, aren't we all almost dying?
Slowly dying.
Yes. 90% of the audience said yes. Those are the polls there.
I think Mike Gallego just hit a bomb to center field.
What a name.
I think Mike Gallego. Was that tiny Mike Gallego? Who was that? Just hit a bomb.
I mean, Mike Gallego probably hit 15 homers for his career.
Well, it bounced off the – oh, that was Ricky Henderson. It bounced off the center field wall. Let's go ahead and update the Binge Club, what it is that everybody around here is watching, Stugatz.
I am checking out, upon Mike's recommendation, a show called Peaky Blinders. I think Mike talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but I have spent some time recently with Mike. He told me to watch it. First episode was a little bit slow, but I got past it because I trust Mike and his sensibilities on this. And I've watched 3 or 4 episodes since, and Mike is right. It is fantastic. Peaky Blinders is what I'm watching.
Mike, what are you watching?
I'm watching all the Back to the Future movies. Began last night. Nice little bit of nostalgia.
3 of them?
Yeah, all 3.
Chris, what is it that you are binge watching?
I am watching Double Shot at Love with Vinny and Pauly D. They're on a quest to find love, and I'm gonna be there when they do it.
Your judgment continues to be ragingly horrible.
Gallego had 42 homers for his career. He only had two seasons where he hit more than 10.
Thank you, Stigotz. Ellis Burks couldn't catch that ball. He was on his horse, but he couldn't get to the ball in center field. That's how hard Mike Gallego hit it.
Wait, so Greenwell was on the Red Sox or the A's at this point?
He was. Oh, that's a good question. Where was Eckersley?
Eckersley was on the A's, okay?
Greenwell was in left field.
For the Red Sox.
Correct.
Okay. Because it's weird. A lot of the Red Sox guys were on the A's, and some of the A's were on the Red Sox.
Holy bleep. Rene Latchman is arguing with somebody right now. Rene Latchman, third base coach. Latch!
Did you know Willie McGee was on those A's teams?
No.
Yes, he was.
No.
Yes, he was.
Billy, what is it that you're binge watching?
Dan, I've been watching this show called Floor is Lava. It's this competition where these contestants jump across a room filled with lava.
Tony, what is it that you're watching?
I got to give a shout out to our boy Mike Shurum. We're watching The Office, and it is just as good as the first time I saw it.
Yes, The Office. How about you, Roy? What is it that you're binge watching these days? Because I don't know if this is happening to the rest of you. But I have, you know, the content farm is about to dry up a little bit, where in terms of new stuff that you're getting, I'm guessing because people can't make stuff, that it's the supply, your needed supply of Netflix entertainment is about to dry up in some ways. And I've already gotten to a place where the thing that I'm doing is I'm going back and watching television shows I loved for a second time, which is not something I have ever done, like The Sopranos and The Shield. That's not something I have ever done, but I've already run out of things to watch.
Have you gone back to Breaking Bad yet?
I have not yet. No, yeah. Not yet. Roy, how about you? What are you binging on?
I'm watching food shows on Netflix now. I previously mentioned Salt, Acid, Fat, Heat. Now I'm watching a chef show with Jon Favreau. I thought that was pretty good. He was with Wolfgang Puck in the last episode that I saw. That was a pretty good show.
Is it heavy Favreau, light Favreau, fit Favreau? Which Favreau?
It's heavy Favreau. He's in the food.
Okay, he's heavy Favreau. And now I can't tell whether Greg Cody is ready or not because he is hiding behind his bobblehead, which he has placed a mask on now. The bobblehead is very small. The mask is very large, so it's a bit of a snuggy situation. But if you're prepared to give us something you're binging, Cody, now would be the time to do it.
Well, my wife and I dug
this
into
was the Dan Levitard show on ESPN Radio.
We live in a racist country.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.